Ian, a disappointing end to what had been a very competitive 2 days from the Warriors. You must be delighted with your side performance.
Yeah, I can't fault them at all in any way. So we just had a quick chat in the changing rooms afterwards and told them exactly how proud that we all are of the performance that they've put in. Disappointing that the only thing it beat us was the rain in the end up. So that was the one thing out of the time that we played that we couldn't control. I thought we controlled everything else that we could control. So nothing but massive positive taken away from this game.
You told me at the start of the week when we were doing a preview on this that you feel that your team is performing better year on year, especially at this format. I think that was evidenced this weekend. I think they really excelled this week and they showed it for what it is.
Without doubt. I say it was a format maybe in the initial years that we found a wee bit alien. But as time has progressed, guys are starting to understand the nuances of multi-day cricket, and they're starting to understand that time is key, and they're both with bat and ball now are starting to work out plans as to how to best utilise that time.
And a special word about your whole bowling unit, but certainly the two boys, Davies, Scanlon. Does that show you that there's competition for places in the Warriors?
I think what it shows is that anybody who performs in club cricket, this is not a closed shop, not by any means, this Warrior squad. David has come in last year, maybe a bit of a surprise to some people when we selected him last year, but I think he has shown with his performance in this game that it was fully justified. And I think it is a signal to the rest of the players in the Northwest that the opportunity's there. If you want to put your hand up and perform, we'll certainly have a look at you and you will get your fair chance.
And just finally for Ian McGregor, is this a sign that things are moving in the right direction? Are you upbeat after this?
I can't be anything but upbeat about it. Delighted that some of the things that we plan about and we talk about, the players are now actually transferring that onto the field of play. We do spend a lot of time behind the scenes talking about stuff and trying to put processes in place, and it hasn't been for any lack of effort from the players' point of view, but I think the confidence